You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Now, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has received an endorsement from her former rival Bernie Sanders. Let's cross live to Washington and speak to our US correspondent Simon Marks. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Ian.
Now, this is a fairly momentous occasion, isn't it?
She's waited months for this.
She looked rather pleased.
She looked rather pleased once he finally articulated the words, but she had to stand there alongside him, listening to a reprise of the speech that he's made on the stump ever since he got into this election back in April of 2015. And who would have imagined on April the 30th, 2015, that as late as July the 12th, 2016, Bernie Sanders would still be in the race in order to make this speech in New Hampshire, flanked by Hillary Clinton, watched by her supporters and by his, some of whom on occasion booed as he announced that he was bowing to the inevitable.
Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process. And I congratulate her for that. She will be the Democratic nominee for president, and I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States.
And by everything, he said that he would travel every inch of the country in order to campaign on her behalf. But Mrs. Clinton, while she welcomed receiving Bernie Sanders' endorsement and paid a very generous tribute to the extraordinary campaign that he had put on over the course of the last 15 months or so, there was a hostage to fortune in all of this for Mrs. Clinton, because Bernie Sanders insisted that the two teams, the Clinton team and the Sanders team, had made great progress over the weekend in negotiations that went on over the Democratic Party's manifesto. And he claimed that that party's manifesto is the most left-wing manifesto the Democratic Party has ever adopted in a presidential election campaign. That is going to be a claim that I think the Republicans will use against Hillary Clinton as she moves on in this election campaign, because they're going to say, well, this guy that's endorsed you, Bernie Sanders, he says he's dragged your political party to the left. And how are you going to escape the clutches of Bernie Sanders and his supporters? So the day was a good one for Hillary Clinton, but there are some potential landmines lying just ahead.
Just a quick word on what's happening in the UK at the moment. Over the last 24 hours, I've lost count of the number of American TV networks that want to interview me about Theresa May. I've turned them all down because I'm not sure what I can tell them.
You're playing hard to get.
As always. Clearly, stop it. Clearly, she has caught the imagination of the American media in a way.
Well, I think she has caught the imagination, and that's partly because they don't really know who she is. I mean, as we were saying on the programme yesterday, she's sort of known in some of the corridors of power here, because as Home Secretary, she's had to deal particularly with the Department of Homeland Security on issues relating to national security and terrorism. But I think there's also an interest in her gender. I mean, as the United States toys with the idea of electing its first woman president, and it looks across the Atlantic and sees that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, she's going potentially to be dealing with Chancellor Angela Merkel in Germany, Theresa May in Downing Street, Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland. I think there is a thread of interest underpinning all of this that is based on gender politics. But of course, all those television networks are enormously sensible to be beating a path to your door for your pithy analysis.
Indeed. Shame I didn't give them any. Thank you very much, Simon. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.